You would never believe what just happened to me, right? So I started the day with a bit of a spring in the old stepperoo because, right, get this, I had a date with a beautiful woman. That's right, the dog is off the leash. Woof woof. Sorry, gonna have to interrupt our scheduled program of Die Alone because I had found the love of my life. Ah, but where doth one meet such an angel but on the interwebs, of course? You know, one of those dating sites. Her name was Ruth, which in Latin means total hot shot babe. Just kidding, I don't speak Latin. Anyway, I get a halfie just saying the name, to be honest, because her profile picture was smoking hot. You know, it's this pic of her at the beach, right? Wearing this hot-ass surf life-saving gear, standing next to this kind of creepy-looking older woman, probs her mum or something. So I rock up to the cafe where we're supposed to be meeting. You know, it's one of those classic inner city establishments.
You know, where everything is like 100% organic, man. Like even the tables are totally vegan. Like go ahead, man, please have a seat because the joint is so denatalied back.
Anyway, so I go up to the waiter and she's one of those classic millennial hipsters, you know, got your nose piercing and had this kind of waft of cigarettes and radical political opinions about her. Anyway, and I'm like,
one of your finest tables, please. One fit for a queen.
Yeah, well, I did actually sound like that, but you know, that was the general gist. Anyway, so she directs me to my seat where I begin to wait patiently for my sweet angel to arrive. And you won't believe this. This 40-year-old soccer mum looking brunette lady woman person bumbles into the cafe. She walks straight over to me and is all like,
oh my god, I'm so, so sorry. The traffic was just awful getting here.
I kind of just look at her notably confused, right? I'm like, sorry, who are you? And then she gets all offended and she's like,
I'm Ruth. You know, I'm Ruth from online. Yeah, that's me. I'm Ruth from online. Yes, yes.
I've realized what's happened and I cannot believe my eyes. I start having this, you know, straight up Vietnam style flashbacks to viewing the profile pic, right? Because this is the thing, Ruth, the chick I've been chatting up over the internet is not, bold, underline, capitalized, not the hot babe wearing the surf life-saving gear. She's the creepy older woman standing next to her. Like, you don't understand, right? This is the thing. In my head, Ruth is a beautiful 23-year-old blonde woman with blue eyes and rosy cheeks. Me and my Ruth were destined, I say destined, to get married. And then for our honeymoon, we were gonna frolic on the beaches of the Caribbean or something all day long before curling up by the fireside on a bear rug, naked, wrapped in nothing but a saxophone. This Ruth, however, looked like, I don't know, a scaly lizard version of Roseanne sporting an I'll speak to the manager Bob style haircut and smelt like old person lipstick. Literally smelt like old person lipstick. And to be frank, the very thought of her being wrapped in any form of brass musical instrument was something akin to a Saw film. Now before I could say anything, she goes,
"You must be Jack. You're even prettier than I thought."
And full on flirtatiously bites her crusty lip. Oh, holy mother of sweet baby Jesus Christ, get me out of here, I think, before the Ruth prods further.
Are you gonna say anything, you little tiger?
A shiver of distress curls down my spine, right? Because I gotta say something, you know? I mean, my voice gets out of hand. But despite my racing mind and all the things I should say, all that comes out is this pitiful, oh, yeah, hi. Then, out of the blue, I become the hapless victim of Ruth's onslaught. And for what felt like 10 hours of non-stop talking, she manages to dump on me her entire life story.
I've got my glasses, so I had to drive through slow,
not anymore.
You know.
And then Ruth gets all like,
"You're such a good listener. Feels so good not to get mansplained for once, you know."
Mansplained? Oh god, I gotta get out of here, I think to myself, right? Then in a moment of absolute horror, right, she takes a photo of me. I'm just sitting there doing nothing.
"I'm gonna put this on Facebook. Cute dates with good mates."
And I'm like, nah, right? Nah, mate, no way. If anyone, like anyone I know, got a hold of this on Facebook, I would never be able to live it down. Like, we're talking, I'm gonna have to move to Norway to start a new life as a goat kind of mentality. Meanwhile, Ruth interrupts my train of thought, of course.
"I'm just so tired, you know. I'm gonna go get myself a coffee. Organic, I think."
Then she leaves towards the counter, leaving the phone on the table. And then that's when I get the idea, right? I'll poison her. But then I get an even better idea, one that, you know, doesn't involve prison, soap dropping and the like. I'll steal her phone, sneak off into the restroom, delete the photo, then make up some weird excuse as to why I have to leave. So, with her back turned, I quickly make a dash for the toilet. It's on the other side of the cafe. But of course, for some weird reason, Ruth has eyes in the back of her head. And like, look, the best way to imagine this is that her head, like, rotates 180 degrees. And he's all like, "You're not going anywhere, are you?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, I'm just going to the toilet. Like, I'll be back."
"Okay, hurry back."
Like, super creepy, right? And then, when I'm in the toilet scrolling through a phone, you know, deleting the photo, whatnot, I guess the password, by the way, 1234, next stop, the Pentagon, am I right? Anyway, I think to myself, when in Rome, I'll chuck a quick waz, no worries. Next minute, I drop the phone in the bloody toilet. And then I'm having this totally holy shit moment, right? Because it's made even worse by the fact that I'm mid-piss. And you know, once you open the valve, it ain't coming shut again until you're done. So here I am, pissing all over Ruth's phone. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's it. That's it, game's over. Get used to this cubicle, buddy, because I'd rather die in here than go back to Ruth and try to explain the whole situation. And just when all hope was lost, I notice a small window above me in the cubicle, you know, used for ventilation or something. Main point is that it leads to the street or some back street. So, right, I manage to climb up there and wedge myself through. You know, "See you later, Ruth. The eagle is out of the nest. Code red," you know, and that's when I hailed you down and got into your here taxi. So, you know, I'm assuming she's just, you know, kind of sitting there waiting for me to, you know, return from the toilet or something. You know, it's a pretty ugly situation, really, but, you know, I guess these things happen. Yeah, actually, he's good, mate. Cheers. How much? $80? Yeah, no worries. You take cash? Hold on, where's my wallet? Oh,